After nearly doubling in size last week, California's second largest active wildfire, the Garnett Fire, is now nearing full containment. Early concerns focused on whether the flames would damage hundreds of ancient sequoia trees. More than 2,000 firefighters remain on the scene working to strengthen containment lines. The fire has burned 59,844 acres and is 85% contained as of this morning. Officials say it is not expected to grow much beyond its current footprint. Operations Chief Don Fergilliam said the remaining active fire along the northwest edge and protecting the McKinley Grove of giant sequoias are now the main priorities.
Operationally, we have the most crews, the most engines. Not that we're forgetting about anywhere else on the fire, but we concentrate everything and we prioritize this north end of the fire. So to that end, we're still working in McKinley Grove. That work will continue for days, possibly weeks to come, to make sure that we save as many giant sequoias as we can that have been affected by the fire. And then the fire suppression repair out there is going to have to continue for some days to come.
Firefighters say the work isn't done until the flames are fully out, and significant post-fire cleanup and remediation will be needed to restore the forest from the damage caused by both the fire and the suppression efforts.
The big story of the next 24 to 48 hours is going to be that suppression repair. That's going to take weeks, possibly even a month or longer to get all that suppression repair work done. When we're out there suppressing the fire, we certainly we try not to run through sensitive features like meadows and things like that. But we do still we go to work out there. And when you have this much iron, we always like to have a primary plan and a secondary plan and a third plan and sometimes even a fourth plan. So to that end, we have a lot of work to do out there to repair all that stuff.
In a briefing last night, Sierra Forest Supervisor Dean Gold says this is a critical time with a lot still going on as the fire continues, but the overall effort is shifting to suppression repair and securing containment lines.
There's a lot of resources that are not mission essential to the incident right now, and those are being demobilized. A lot of firefighting personnel. We're looking at different locations for camp consolidation and the movement that would take place with that. So all those moving pieces happening simultaneously.
Supervisor Gold commended the multi-agency collaboration of state and federal management teams who fought through extreme terrain and weather to keep the fire from spreading farther.
You will not, as a firefighter, you're not going to find more difficult, more challenging terrain. You won't. And in spite of that, they made every effort they could to shave every acre off that they could. The 3,000 plus firefighters that have been here, the numerous stakeholders, Sierra National Forest staff, and on, they have done a miraculous job of holding this fire to that best case scenario.
Gold said the original expectation was for the Garnett Fire to burn 65,000 acres and called it a major accomplishment to keep the footprint smaller than that. He added that planning for extreme fire behavior has become one of the biggest challenges in the age of climate change. Forest Service fire models are struggling to keep pace with warming, drying forests, especially when combined with extreme weather. That was the case with the massive Creek Fire in 2020, and again with the devastating fires in Sequoia National Park a few years later. The same pattern repeated early on with the Garnett Fire, which spread several thousand acres in just a few hours after lightning struck the region, growing much faster than models had predicted.
We have certainly multiple instances now, multiple fires, some different locations, different behaviors, very different sizes, and yet we're seeing that the modeling that we have is not as accurate as we would like it to be. That's one of the biggest takeaways.
The incident management team reports that minimal fire activity was observed last night and the fire remained within its designated footprint. Crews continue to patrol the area to identify and suppress hotspots or smoldering materials along the perimeter that could flare up in windy conditions. A warming trend is expected to continue through Wednesday, bringing higher temperatures and lower humidity. The extended forecast calls for increasing clouds and a chance of showers Thursday night. Meanwhile, resource advisors are working with firefighters to mitigate the impacts of suppression activities, critical work for stabilizing soil, protecting water quality, and preserving both cultural and natural resources. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.